KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2ALA.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up tonight?
Well, it was a beautiful day today. My kind of weather, actually, but we got to about 66. Overnight low of 38. And right now it's about 50 degrees, 50.2. But a nice sunny day, and as I say, it's my kind of temperature, actually. So that's about it from here. I'll just say 73s all around. KA2RZ.
Okay, Jack, yeah, it's definitely clear and crisp out there right now. It's nice. Especially after that rain we had, it's nice to have it. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jess. This is KA2VLA. Well, it's a nice day, enjoyed it. Took time to gas up the truck. Gas is down to 362, 352. I think. So I might as well get a couple gallons ahead too. We had senior bowling this afternoon, so that took us 2.5 hours. The games were good. I had some poor games, one good game, and we had company tonight. So we'll say 73.
All right, Clint, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you guys had a good day today, and at least some good games there, the senior bowling. All right, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. How'd the auctions go?
Didn't get anything today. Hoping to have better luck tomorrow. I'm going out to Rochester in the morning. Just getting my auction sheets ready. About ready to call it a day. It's down to 45 degrees here already, so it's going to be another chilly one. It's 35 this morning when we got up. Frost all over everything.
Okay, we had, I think it was 34 here this morning. I got up later, so I didn't notice if there was a frost or not, but my pepper plants are still alive out in the garden, so like if there was one, it couldn't have been too harsh down here anyway, but we'll have to see how that goes throughout the week. All right, well, good luck with the auction in Rochester tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I had to work today, and did some puttering around the yard today, and I got to work tonight until the wee hours of the morning. Hoping to be able to get done early tomorrow and head up to camp for a couple days and get some more bird hunting done. But we'll have to see. Have to see how the workflow goes. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. So I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2EIT clear.
KE4UID listening.
22ZNZ for the Iowa County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
AB2XN, mobile, no traffic.
Okay, KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. And the second call was Kilo Bravo 2 X-ray November.
Alpha Bravo 2 X-ray November. Name is Dave.
Oh, yeah, okay, Dave. I've heard you in there before. I got the wrong first letter there. AB2XN. Dave, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else tonight? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s to both. Have a good evening, good day to all. KA2ZZ.
AB2XN, KD2AIT. What's going on, Dave?
Not much. I just going to holler back. I'm headed back home. I'm up here on the, was on the Kateri Road, and I'm headed over the Fish Creek Road. Up at the Fish Game Club I belong to. Just had our monthly meeting and stuff, so I'm, I don't know if you're familiar up here, but I'm near the Hideaway, just coming out in front of the Catholic Church there. It's on the Kateri Road.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I know about where you are. All right. Well, I'm just here working. Got to work late tonight and tinkering away on the computer. You do any hunting yet this year? Anything, bird hunting, anything?
Well, we went, took Michael turkey hunting. He called in a nice time, beautiful, and then he choked. But, you know, it's one of those things, you should expect that, I guess, from a newbie at this game, and they get a little nervous, and they're not sure of themselves, and, you know, all that stuff, so that's, that was all right, and, but he did a beautiful call, calling him in, and it was fun to watch, and, really enjoyed it. Would have been nice to have that bird, too, but, that whole experience was good. Now we're coming up on Youth Hunt Weekend, and, this Saturday, so hopefully, if he chokes again, no big deal. I think we've all done that at one time or another.
Oh, yeah. We all have. That's part of the lesson and, part of learning. So, all right, yeah, I'm heading up to camp tomorrow. I'm going to do some grouse hunting for a couple days. And I did some last weekend, but didn't have any luck. It was just all that rain or whatever. I don't know. Kept them out of sight, that was for sure.
Well, I saw your video on Facebook there, and just a shadow in the background there of something, and you think it's a coyote, and I wasn't sure if it looked like a bear or a coyote, either one. It could have been I wasn't quite sure myself.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I just assumed it was probably a coyote, just from, you know, the video makes that space look a lot bigger than it is. It's really a lot smaller than that. So it's just kind of an optical illusion. So if it was a bear, it would be a pretty small one. That was my thinking on it. But I don't know. It was, but the other thing that made me think it was coyotes because there was two of them. You don't usually get two bear together. So that was my thinking on it. And I've caught pictures of coyotes up there many times on a cam. So. But we'll see. I moved the camera. Actually, I'm going to check that first thing when I get up there. I moved it to a different spot that I've had better luck in and see what else has popped up there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I haven't done any of my, set up any of my cameras. I did put up a couple of tree stands several weekends ago myself, and actually one of the other guys I hunt with, and he's a ham radio operator too, took four of them up, and we spent a pretty good part of the day, and it was very tiring, and I was quite sore after that, but between the four-wheeler and walking, we got them up, and pretty decent spots. He's got maybe two more possibly to set up yet. I don't know if and when we'll get to those, but yeah, I'm hoping to go up to my brother's on the 12th and take Michael up there. I shot a buck about 2 years ago up there, so gotta go back to that same stump and we'll sit there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, and hopefully he'll have his opportunity.
Oh, Roger that. Well, sounds like you'll have a good time up there. Boys have done a little bit of a small game hunting, but nothing big this year until next year, and they're kind of looking forward to that. But well, it's they got football and stuff going on tomorrow, so they can't come with me up to camp. But well, it'll be it won't be much longer. And yeah, we're looking forward to rifle season opening up here for the deer. Like to get started on that as soon as possible. I like being up there. I like sitting out in the woods. So I got one blind up there. I don't have a stand up there yet. But we'll see what happens. All right. Well, I won't hold you up here. I get back to work. So you have a good drive there on the rest of the night there, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KD2AIT.
Hey Jeff, nice chat with you. And yeah, say hi to the boys for me, and I'll probably see you Thanksgiving time. Aunt Marge has been asking me, so I guess that's what we're going to be doing. I haven't talked to the wife, but it's been doing that for quite a few years now, so I don't think that any plans will change. So 7-3 to you, and well, have fun working. Hopefully you'll get a lot done tonight. No frustrations. 7-3 is AB2XN Mobile, and I'll stay here just a little bit, and then probably switch over to Wildville as I get closer. AB2XN.